Now, Kelly, I know being a woman, you've probably been hit on numerous times throughout your life. Some of them could have been very cute, some of them clever, some of them creepy.
My favorite was when a dude gave me a $5 bill, said, buy yourself a drink, and then walked away.
Like, what just happened? What just happened?
Okay.
You're like, all right.
Is that a compliment or? All right.
I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't know what to do with this.
Bye now.
That's funny. So this influencer on TikTok named Kirsten, she's kind of getting a lot of attention after claiming a dude, random dude at the airport, got her number off her luggage and then sent a text to her saying she was cute.
I'm sitting there on my layover and I get this text. Hi, Kristen. That's not even my name. I saw you and thought you were so beautiful, so I had to find a way to talk to you. I saw your number on your luggage tag and decided to text you. I promise this isn't as weird as it seems. Give a guy a chance. If he wanted to talk to me so badly, why didn't he come up and talk to me like a normal human being? I have no idea who this guy is. And I'm also extra weirded out because I have my address on my luggage tag. So he could potentially know where I live now.
Mm. True statement. Yes. Like, how in the world is she supposed to know who that is if he didn't say anything to her?
Yeah.
That puts it in the creepy category.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. So you're saying kind of creepy for that.
Right. Because they didn't have any sort of interaction. Again, if he was close enough to read her luggage tag, then he could have said, hey, where are you flying to?
Right.
Or, hey, is this your final destination?
Right.
Do you have time? Are you laying over?
Right.
Hey, do you want to go get a drink at the bar? Any of those things would have been less creepy than just not saying anything and just texting.
Mm.
People meet in airports all the time, but there's conversations or moments, exchanges that happen, so she would know who the heck you are. I mean, come on now.
I think a lot of people were kind of conflicted with this just because. Well, because some people are saying, hey, you're an influencer. You're doing this for clicks.
Oh, wow.
Like
they're like accusing her of lying.
Of not being truthful about it actually being a thing that happened. So,
what a brutal, cruel world.
But to your point, I think, that's probably, I mean, I don't think maybe the
what
guy.
Do you mean probably? It's 1,000% creepy.
I don't think the guy meant it to be creepy. And if he knew that everybody was going, whoa, creeper, he'd be like, oh, that's not what I intended.
Did they lock eyes ever? Like, did he say, I was the guy that ...
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that there was some sort of identifying information instead of a, hey, I saw you, think you're cute,
got your
name and digits from looking at your tag, which again means I was right next to you. Seriously, that's the part that is disturbing, is that he was close enough to see her tag, knowing that's her bag.
Yeah.
Like, she must have been, like, standing next to it.
Right.
Then he couldn't figure out a way to say anything in that moment.
Yeah. Yeah, so let us know, what was the creepiest or most clever way you've ever been hit on?
Creepy or clever. I like that.
Yeah. Was it like Kelly, where someone comes up and says, here's $5, go buy yourself a drink, and leaves?
That was successful for me. Not necessarily for the guy. Because I never saw him again.
I was going to say, you didn't get a date out of it. He didn't get a date out of it.
But you did get a free drink.
You did get a drink.
That's a win for me.
Right. A win for you. All right. So 502-795-1997. We have several already coming in, like Natasha. We'll get to yours, Trish, who says this is in the creepy lane. So this influencer, Kirsten, is getting a lot of attention because she claims a random dude hit on her at the airport after he got her number from her luggage tag and texted her.
Yeah, without like saying anything. Like they didn't have a moment. He didn't really identify who he was. She had no idea where this was coming from.
Yeah.
So 1,000% creepy.
Yeah. So we were like, hey, is that creepy or clever? Right. So let us know maybe the most clever or creepy way you've been hit on. First, Natasha, I work in retail. Guy tries on a suit and was like, hey, does this suit look good on me? And I'm like, yeah, it actually did. And he was like, good enough to get your number?
Oh.
She said clever.
I mean, that's clever.
Yeah, she said clever, but didn't work. LOL.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, good shot, though. Beth says one of my exes pulled the, my wife is going out. Can I get your number? Oh, I'm sorry. My Wi-Fi is going out.
That makes
sorry,
more
different.
Sense.
That's different. That makes more sense. I think more
my
successful.
Wife. Yeah.
More successful than wife. My Wi-Fi is going out. Can I get your number? So, yeah, it worked.
Oh, okay. Oh, there you go. There you go. Jessica said, got this guy's Snapchat through the Taco Bell drive-thru, and at the time, I had my Snap location turned on. He had followed my location and came to my house and left flowers on my car. It was sweet, but creepy AF.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Don't know
Snap
if it
location's been off, so I'm going to go ahead and say that. Probably didn't work.
Probably didn't work.
Probably didn't work.
Trish said, this is in the creepy lane. Guy at a grocery store appears out of nowhere, says, you look like Piglet.
You look like Piglet?
And I'm like, like from Winnie the Pooh? And he goes, yeah, what's your name? And I'm like, nope.
That is not a compliment. Like, if you're telling someone they look like Piglet.
Yeah, but Piglet's kind of cute.
No. Uh-uh. Piglet's- nope. We don't need kind of cute like a little pig cartoon.
Stephanie
nope.
said.
Nope. Jessica Rabbit would have been better.
Stephanie said, Jason Aldean concert, Freedom Hall. Afterward, rocking in the parking lot, serenaded by a dude. Hey, baby, in yellow, come get with this fellow. Will you marry me?
Oh, wow.
Him and his buddies were drunk. We all laughed it off. My girlfriend and I ran to my truck.
Wow.
So is that creepy or is that clever?
I mean, it kind of toes the line.
Kind of toes the line. A little
I feel
bit.
Like.
Jenny said, before it became a hit, I had a classmate write the Call Me Maybe lyrics with his phone number on a note. Gave it to me. It worked. Became even better when the song blew up that summer.
Ah, before, okay, so he was on the cutting edge.
He was
didn't quite realize how awesome and clever that was until later.
Yeah, I know this Canadian by the name of Carly Rae. And
hey, this is crazy.
Why don't you, here's my number, call me maybe.
Call me maybe. Oh my gosh. Got a text. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I had an older gentleman when I worked at a retail store ask for my number. Mind you, I was 21. He had to be in his 50s. I politely told him I was not interested.
Okay.
And he leaves, and I happen to go take a break. When I sit down, he pulled up in his truck in front of me, starts asking me if I want to go get a drink or something to eat, or if I wanted to go home with him.
Oh, wow.
Not going to lie, I was terrified at that point. I went inside, told my boss. Well, I was not allowed to walk to my car alone that night. Never saw the man again. That
oh,
was the
wow.
creepiest ever.
Yeah,
until
for sure.
I was leaving the same store, and a regular who was way older came up to me and said, here's my number so we can go fishing or go out to eat. Wow. Let's just say I don't work at retail stores anymore. All right.
Dang. Bold moves.
You must be real cute.
Bold moves.
Uh-huh.
I know guys are wanting to take you fishing.
Wow.
All right.
That is an interesting line. Like, hey, would you like to go fishing? That's not a typical, like, first meetup
no,
place.
But I feel like if I'm the guy, that's a very, I don't know, safe sort of request. Like, it's not like...
Is it? Hey, you're taking someone out on a boat alone for the first time?
Maybe,
I don't think. No.
Listen, it doesn't have to be on a boat. It doesn't always have to be on a boat. You can fish off a dock or a pier.
Okay. Also still near a body of water where someone could just push me.
Okay.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
All right.
That's nope.
Anyways, all right. Hey, thanks for the stories on 99.7 DJX.